AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A moment of silence in Paris for the victims of the terror attacks there, as President Obama and more than 150 world leaders gather to try to find a way to save the planet from what the president describes as a grim future if something isn't done to limit carbon emissions. AP correspondent Mark Smith is with the president in Paris.
The hour, the president says, is almost upon us.
Submerged countries, abandoned cities, fields that no longer grow.
That's the dire future he sketched if concerted action isn't taken to curb heat-trapping pollution and slow the rise in temperatures. Plus, he told some 150 other world leaders America, as the world's top economy and second biggest carbon polluter, has to lead.
The United States of America not only recognizes our role in creating this problem, we embrace our responsibility to do something about it.
And he says the main obstacle preventing action is cynicism. Mark Smith at the Global Climate Summit, Paris.
Turkey says it will not apologize to Russia for shooting down that warplane that it says was violating its airspace. The Turkish prime minister says his country was doing its duty. This morning at 10 a.m., that's the time apparently mentioned in an online threat against the University of Chicago. The school is taking it seriously and canceling classes today. AP correspondent Greg McCune says the FBI warned the school about the online statement.
The statement referenced other incidents across the country. Everyone will recall the shooting out in Oregon where 9 people were killed recently, and then there was another one in northern Arizona.
Today is expected to be the biggest online shopping day ever, maybe $3 billion in sales or more. It's Cyber Monday, and the Dow is down at the moment 27 points. This is AP Radio News. If you want to buy those gifts everybody sings about in the 12 days of Christmas, it'll cost you $34,131 this year. Whew. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
How do you track inflation at this time of year? Through the cost of the gifts listed in the 12 days of Christmas. According to the 32nd annual PNC Wealth Management Christmas Price Index, the cost of 10 Lords of Leaping increased 3% over last year. A partridge, pear tree, and turtle doves cost more too, but 9 of the other 12 gifts stayed the same price as last year. The set of gifts spelled out in the final verse of the song would cost $34,131 this year, or 0.6% more than the adjusted 2014 price of $33,933. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Gas is $2.04 a gallon on average as we all come home from our long holiday weekend. A year ago, it was $2.78. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.